Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Rise of the Planet Apes. While in the quest for scientific advancement, something goes wrong. A little genetic tweaking and test subjects with an axe to grind create very intelligent, very motivated apes who want to take over the whole entire planet.
Our drug allows the brain to repair itself.
We call it a cure.
We're ready to move on to the next phase.
This is wrong, Will.
This has the potential to change lives.
Some things aren't meant to be changed.
Does it work?
With one exception.
Of all the movies to be made as a sequel or a prequel, I sure did not see this one coming. Movies like X-Men, Kung Fu Panda, and Harry Potter, we care about knowing where they came from or where they're going. The apes, on the other hand, not so sure about that. And then you have the whole scientific screw-up thing. I mean, really? After Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, The Incredible Hulk, and even The Fly all clearly taught us to keep the whole scientific mumbo-jumbo in check or else. So in modern day, are you really going to create a whole race of crazed and smart apes who can pound us into the ground? I think not. Well, back in the 60s when the apes first appeared on the scene, it was probably a pretty big deal. But nowadays, we expect more, want more, need more, like giant battling robots, heroes with superhuman powers, even better, a bit of magic. Well, now, moving along from sequels and prequels to remakes, kinda, it's the change-up. Ryan Reynolds is a single dude with no direction in life except for partying and girls, and Jason Bateman, he's a successful business and family man, and they've been friends for everybody wanting each other's lives, which just so happens to come true one night when they switch bodies.
You're living the dream, Mitch. Having children, it's like it's living with little mini drug addicts. You know, they're laughing one minute, and then they're crying the next, and then they're trying to kill themselves in your bathroom for no good reason.
Guy, come on.
You know, I was just saying that I envy your life, Mitch.
I envy yours.
I wish I had your life.
Yes, this story's been done like 1,000 times before, and each and every time it's been done way better. So I guess they figured everyone would be onto the fact that the storyline is kind of old news, so they decided to change it up a bit. And what could possibly be better than making this thing a porn movie? Now granted, it's what they call soft porn, which as far as I can tell means show the girl parts and not the boy parts. And while you're on a roll, throw in some baby poopy jokes and you're sure to have a hit. Well, I think not. The real tragic part about this movie is we love Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. You could make a movie of them like shooting hoops or grabbing a snack at the hot dog stand and we'd pay to go see it. But this does not work. So I guess this finally proves once and for all that change is not what it's cracked up to be. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, the change-up is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.